Hello, welcome back to Greenbox Gaming. Plays Reverberations. Here with Joe.
Hello, it's Joe. I don't have a good intro thing to say.
I'm keeping this one concise. I'm here with Dace.
Hi.
Oh.
And I am here with Brad.
Hello.
Good. Formalities straight aside, you now know who we all are. If you're only joining us now, I'm very disappointed, and so is everybody else, but...
Including your mom.
It's okay.
Jim, may I submit a formal request to inquire how many minutes we have for banter this episode?
What's our...
I will give it a good cap at 7 minutes.
No,
I'm keeping it variable. Nobody's skipping ahead. You don't get to skip ahead the banter. It's part of it. I'm not telling people how long banter's going.
It's a...
I'm gonna keep it variable.
Surprise, a little treat.
Although we should probably, I don't know if that's something you can do in the podcast, but you can like set the timestamps and then say, this is the banter section, this is the section where everybody gets killed, and then this is the wrap up.
Imagine you were like watching like something on Netflix.
Meticulous.
And they had it chaptered out and it's like main character dies is like the name of one of the chapters.
Some people are afraid of surprises, and I think that would really help them out. It would decrease the anxiety. You know what you get.
Honestly, if they're listening to Delta Green, this is a weird kind of sadism.
That person has weird boundary issues.
What would you say the chances are for character death this episode? What are the stakes?
I would, Joe, I think you would know. Like, it's always high. It's always up there. The reasons you don't die is just good luck more than any bad choices. Right.
This actually reminds me of something that was on the RPG Reddit page. That is the role-playing game and not the rocket-propelled grenade subreddit.
Clarification.
Which also has some really cool content, just saying.
I was getting confused.
But... someone was asking about, they're like, one of the things they asked, they're like, well, like the idea of playing like a high lethality system, which is like Delta Green, Call of Cthulhu, you know, like games in which death is not a weird thing. You know, games like, like Dungeons & Dragons and even Pathfinder and stuff, but the more traditional stuff, not as high lethality, you know, it's just not built in the same way. They're asking, they're like, you know, well, how are you supposed to play a high lethality? I think they made the idea of like, it's impossible to play a low intelligence character or like an impulsive character in a high lethality game. And there was a lot of pushback on that, which I thought was pretty appropriate. Because I think it's like, you can play someone who is, you know, maybe not the brightest character. Like, I think Louis is a good example of that. Louis is really good at what he's good at. And, you know, his intellectual and charismatic skills are pretty low. But he's also lived and grew up in the world. And he's not going to walk into a situation and just pull his gun out and start shooting people because it's just not appropriate to the role play.
Yeah, are we talking low intelligence stats or you're just dumb?
that's a good perspective to take. What does dumb mean?
Yeah.
Are you just an idiot? Or do you have low intelligence?
Or not, like, privy to role-playing games in general, like a noob. Like, this is your first time, and you know, you can think... If it's your first time playing a role-playing game, and you're, like, you know, 14, and you do stuff like that, you just go in and shoot up the station. Hold up the station. Let's get the dude.
Yeah.
I punched the bartender. Yeah. Right. What does he do? I punch the bartender.
I punch him.
Or like I roofie the DEA.
Who would do
like stupid shit like that?
That's absurd.
Like a lethal dose.
Be realistic.
I will remind you that the original intent was to send a girl over to him to like to attempt to distract him.
But then with all the bad rolls.
God.
Sorry, Brad. This actually happened.
Yes.
They tried it. They met a DEA agent. They offered him drugs, and then eventually they almost got him killed, and they got him thrown out of the club. And that was actually the best scenario. But yeah, playing
dumb. Went well.
I think you can also be generous as the DM. You can be generous and like roll with it and just have fun with it. more than punishing somebody for playing dumb.
I've got a really dumb idea I want to do this episode. I don't know if it'll come to light, but if it does, I'm going to do it, and I know it's a bad idea.
Are you going to tell us? But, hey, guys, remember when I was talking about that dumb thing?
Yeah, sure, I'll tell you.
Well, like, do you guys remember...
I want to do the dumb thing with juice.
Do you guys remember playing Paranoia? And because Paranoia is like a high lethality game in every respect, where you're just expected for your people just to die left, right, and center.
You have clones. That's how expected it is.
For that reason,
it's built into the system.
Yeah, but like that's like part of that is being kind of. I mean, you can play Paranoia in a very grim, dark kind of manner, but. You know, a lot of it's kind of goofy and kind of weird and, you know, and again, it's kind of built in to give you some leeway to be a bit of an idiot.
Mm-hmm. If you can talk your way out of it, you're good in Paranoia. That's what I learned. Like, you could do the dumbest fucking thing, but as long as you can, like, talk your way out of it and roll well, you're golden.
If you can convince the computer that you did it for the right reason, it's typically...
Yes, exactly. Yeah. A friend computer.
A friend computer, man.
Speaking of talking our ways out of dumb conversations.
Like this one.
Banter over. Banter adjourned.
Adjourned. Thank you. So say we all.
So say we all. All right, last time I'll give an abridged recap. Last time, the agents met up with a new ally. New ally in the form of Walter W. Williams, a former NASA astronaut, Black Sat. Come on. Black Sat?
What is the NASA
flight? Joe's giving me a weird NASA look. Flight surgeon.
No, my funny NASA look was surgeon. What is his middle name? His middle name is also W?
Yes.
Is it like George Bush? It's just W and that's it. Okay.
So we met up with Mr. W. Who was an excellent addition to the team. He knocked on the window, said hello to the agents who weren't very discreetly staking out the cultist meeting. After trying to break into the tea shop window, they scurried back to the car and Walter kind of sauntered over and discovered them and met up with them and just jumped in the car and had a great chat. They got up to speed really quickly. Nobody almost got shot, although weapons were exchanged. And I think everybody is a little bit more armored up as a result of it. They subsequently got up to speed. They now are, I think, on the same page mostly, except there's a little bit of weirdness between Finnegan and Walter. Some kind of a weird rivalry.
It's gonna turn into romance.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sure of it. The egos are flying. The doctor egos are flying. After that, they pursued some of the leads. They discovered a little bit more after like rehashing what's up with the Liao and recapping what happened at the grocery store and the tea shop and at the meeting. Turns out at the meeting, Walter was there. He was invited and he was just attending a kind of public meeting with the CAAA, the Chow American Advocacy Alliance. That is a formal group of the Chow Chows. Met Dr. Bian, but nothing seemed amiss, honestly. It seemed just fine. Then, beyond that, lots of, I don't know, character building stuff happened, but some progress was made in the form of memories more than anything else, and that's what I like about this. It seems like the experiences that Walter had up in space with these weird geometrical entity that ended up giving him a very grossly scarred hand, it could be linked to what is going on down here with the weird geometric halos that Finnegan experienced at the club and around the people who seem to be associated with Reverb in some way or another. And what we ended on after a good night's sleep was showing up at the station, trying to inquire as to where High Sally was. They popped their heads out at exactly the wrong time, and High Sally seems to have left, but they do have Rufus Brown, in custody, and they seem to have good enough credentials to investigate further and to take over jurisdiction of Rufy's case. He got booked for heroin, and he's being interrogated currently at the back.
And we're over to you. And we're outside. We just look for Sally, and she's nowhere to be found. And I think I mentioned last time, what do y'all think about that game plan? We could do kind of a split-up situation. We could do one or the other, but, I mean, we might as well talk to Rufus while he's since he's here, but we could also look at the tapes to see what Sally drives or what was actually on video of her leaving the station.
Well, and she should have signed in, so surely we can get her name, you know, and her information, maybe even her driver's license number or something, whatever they make you write down when you visit someone, you know, in the local lockup.
Surely we could find out where she lives, right?
Yeah, but the camera is definitely a must, I think, you know.
Let's
start with the license plate.
Yeah, let's see what she signed in as, and then ask to see the security camera.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Louis's going to let you guys
talk to that same guy that we flashed our credentials to. Are you?
Cool.
What's your name?
James.
Jai.
Officer James, they call me.
Well, that's Jamie. Your name, so yes.
Jamie James. Officer James. Listed in the book.
Right.
Oh.
We're going to need access to your CCT tapes.
It's a little unusual. What do you need that for?
Finnegan flashes the badge again.
Yeah, but... that gives you jurisdiction of the case.
Right.
Like, I can get these tapes for you of the station, but, I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to probably call this up, just to double check. Or if you want to try, give me a persuade, or make a good argument here. We were just talking
this
about...
be a good use of juice.
You can justify your your choices.
What would Finnegan do in this moment?
Tell me what you're thinking. Do you think this Rufus? Do you think he's? Why would we need camera footage? He came in. We got him under
Sally.
Custody.
No. We're trying to find Sally.
Oh God.
Parking lot tapes to see what car she got in.
Well, if you already got a license plate number, that's what we're after. We're trying to get information about Sally. Nope. She's a suspect here.
Yeah, we know Sally. She's back and forth all the time.
I don't think... That would be great.
She... Name?
She's currently unhomed.
Okay.
Homeless, right. Full name?
Yeah.
Actual name? No nicknames? No hi?
God. How do I put this? Sally hasn't... She hasn't actually been booked into custody, but she kind of... is always coming in and out.
She got like a neighborhood where she hangs out. Like, she's homeless, but she's got to go.
Yeah, where do you
have some?
Yeah, we've seen her on Argyle, bunch.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you said she's. She lives in a car.
Yeah, we think so.
What does she drive?
That's a good question.
We take a look at those.
Is this why you wanted the tapes?
That's right. You got it. You are bright. You, sir, are bright.
Red hot.
Dream of the
should have said so at the beginning. okay, cool. Give me a... Nah, you don't need to roll for this. You guys can look through the tapes with police officer James. Give me a second.
James. Jamie, what do you like to do for fun, Jamie? What are your hobbies?
I'm not big into fun.
Oh, wow. That is a hot take.
That's quite the stance you got there. Tell me a little bit about your upbringing.
Yeah, you just psychoanalyze him. I see.
I'm very passionate about law enforcement, and fun does not feature. So he can give you a license plate... that's all you can get from Sally.
Can Walter do a human on this person to see how well he knows Sally? To see if he's basically how much of is he withholding something about Sally?
Yeah.
Is the whole intent. Okay. Failure. Oh. 42 under 32.
Damn. No. Nope. You seem to... He seems to be just... guy at the front desk, doing his job.
All right, what? So, you said she's never been arrested before. But no. I assume you suspect her of some sort of suspicious activity, just from the way you phrase that.
Well, I've heard of some people who actually take in a lot of homeless folk and house them. It's like a weird subculture in some places. But I don't think there's anything wrong with them. I don't think they're doing anything wrong. And, like, I think she maybe is just looking after some drug dealers who just have a bad time in the world.
What sort of facility would she... you said she's homeless, so is there, like, a business where they stay?
We just think it's under a bridge somewhere, man.
Have you let her stay at your residence before?
No, I know another guy who does this.
Oh.
He's a bit confused.
Yeah. What's his name?
I think he thinks, like, these homeless people are his kids. I don't know. It's weird. We hear stories, man. They're all kinds of stories. There are all these kinds of stories.
It's just not right. It's delusion.
I don't know who's taking advantage of who. You know?
Yeah, people are into some weird stuff. Well, you won't believe what we see.
At least this psycho is not like a federal agent or something. Yeah. That would just be tragedy.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. Terrible.
I mean, Chicago's a nice town. What else can I help you know, with? They probably, I mean, that's kind of, I expect that shit out of New York. Right, you know, but
I'm sure he's right, just lonely. Listen. Now, what's on the tape?
Okay, so did we get everything from the tapes? So we can't. Do we get to see her on the tapes?
Yeah, you see her. She's okay. Just a beautiful looking.
What's she driving? Do we have footage of the parking lot?
You've got the license tape. The license plate. From okay. The tape.
I want to be able to do a search for a car when we go back to Argo.
Do we know what the car looks like?
Yeah.
Got the model.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Pretty much.
Right. Well, what about, do we want to talk to Rufus real quick? Do we want to pop back and...
I think we should, since we're here. Maybe he would give us some more information about where Hi Sally hangs out.
About Reverb.
All right. I can take you through. So Officer James takes you through to the back cells, kind of opens it up. It's kind of clinical looking, not very full.
Like an interrogation
you
room?
You see a guy in the corner. Or... You're in an interrogation room. This guy was pretty much in the middle of processing. You take it over from the guys who were about to ask him some questions, but it's also... He's in on a heroin charge, and it's actually not clear on whether he was just carrying or distributing or what.
So he just got arrested.
They were in the middle of that. He literally just got arrested. Hi Sally came in, and she just left. So that's what you got.
So it's like us, but the three of us in an interrogation room with him?
Yeah. Keep in mind... You've also been on cameras, hey? And there are cameras through the station.
And Louis is going to do that thing where once he comes in and do they, like, is it one of those tables that they handcuff him to? Or is he... Okay, so he's handcuffed. He comes in, close the door.
What do you want?
Louis is going to go, he's like, wow, I can tell this is good.
I'd say nothing.
Like, not a problem. Louis is going to stand up and is going to do that thing that they do in the movies where they reach up to the camera in the corner and they pull the cord out of the wall. He's like, not a problem.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Rufus, all right?
Rufy.
So, you're a friend of Sally's, right? Yeah, associate.
Sally's good. She's good to us.
Good to who?
Well, she helps us, man. She helps us. She helps us get out of jail. This ain't my first time.
Oh. Louis is going to let out like a low kind of... He thinks he knows what this is. This reeks of organized crime. Like, if she's someone who regularly gets drug dealers out of post their bond, stuff like this.
You think there's some corruption going on?
I don't know if there's corruption. She might literally just be the face, she might literally be just the face man for, you know, someone who gets bonds posted. Can Louis roll his criminology skill to be like, this does not seem like a connected guy, you know? It's like, if someone's looking out for him, it's because he's a part of something bigger. Let's see if I can actually pass my... lo and behold, a 51 under 65 for one of my best skills.
Is that the first success in two episodes?
For me.
Louis.
Yeah, he's gonna lean forward and whisper, are you guys sitting down at the table?
Walter's standing.
Finnegan would be sitting down with him, yeah.
Louis's gonna lean forward and whisper to you, he's like, this guy's low level. Someone's looking out for him. Someone up higher. Sally's involved.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you can glean is that this is maybe a mid-level dealer. Somebody who's kind of probably part of the same kind of level as the people that have gone missing. They've been going missing. Or maybe around that.
Finnegan's like, Rufy. So... I'm not a cop. I'm a sort of a specialist.
What?
A specialist, you might say, with a particular focus in psychoactive agents. I understand that you're here for heroin charges. Now, why would a distinguished gentleman like you be taking drugs like heroin when we both know there's something better on the streets?
I ain't saying nothing, man. I ain't saying nothing. Do you want to try persuade?
What was your childhood like? Can I roll a... should I just do a persuade
you're gonna
or
do
a psychotherapy?
Psychotherapy?
I kind of want to. I don't know how I could angle that. Fuck it. We'll see where this goes. A failure.
That's a failure. Tag that failure.
Nah. Man, yeah. you reek of pig. You reek of pig.
Yeah, it sounds like something somebody would say.
Rufy, how much longer do you expect to be in here? How long before Sally gets you out of jail, typically?
Oh, I don't know, man. A couple of days.
You know, we could get you out sooner, if you want.
Yeah.
I got nowhere to be.
Yeah, just kind of like your buddy David.
Who's David?
David Smith. Went missing a little while back. Kind of up in smoke.
I don't know. I don't know about a David. I heard some guy. Some guys go missing, you know? It's the streets.
Yeah, this is bleak, man. It's hard out there, right? You know, so Sally, you guys, you guys are old school friends or what? Like, what's a girl like that? You know, just tall, pretty? I mean, a little bit out of your league, you think?
No, it ain't like that.
Yeah, I bet.
Look. I don't know what you guys want. I got nothing to say. You can't do anything. You can't give me. I'm already booked. I ain't saying
shit. Ask him about the stuff.
So he's in for heroin. Can I roll something to see if he's like? He's probably a junkie. Is he going through withdrawal right now? Like. Human, maybe? Like,
or
just
a medicine
What's
skill.
Your...
Medicine?
Pharmacy.
Pharmacy. Oh, pharmacy is Awesome, yeah. All right.
That's fine, yeah.
Success, 50 under 74.
Success. Okay, yeah, he seems to be intoxicated in some way.
I mean, is he like, does he have heroin in his system currently, or is he going through withdrawal?
Yeah, probably. No, he's probably
got heroin.
Is he fitted out, or has he still got his civilian clothes on?
I think he's still got his civvies.
Rufy. Here's the thing. If Sally doesn't come back for you in a couple of days, you're going to start feeling real bad. Now, there's a couple of things we can do for you. We can get you out before the worst of it hits, or... And... You can make a bluff check and be like, I have something that might be of value to you.
You're trying to bribe him with heroin?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Jesus. All right, give me a persuade. Straight up persuade. And plus 20 that. That's a good call.
Hit him where he hurts. Oh my fucking god.
98.
That's unfortunate.
Shoot
that's
me
a
in
98
fucking
over
asshole.
64. That's not good. Nah, man, I'm trying to get clean. I don't wanna end up like that guy disappeared.
Yeah, nothing. It'd be a shame if you took some reverb easy. And you fucking exploded.
Some what?
Don't fuck with me.
You know what we're talking about.
Who's exploding?
I don't want to just fuck this guy up in a police station. But Louis is a bit of a one-trick pony.
Listen, fellas, I don't know how much longer. This guy seems to know nothing. Let's just go straight to the source and try to find Sally.
I'm inclined to agree.
I mean, what else is he going to tell us? Where to find her faster? I mean, he obviously knows nothing. But before I go, I am going to search his ass. I'm going to search his...
Wait,
for drugs.
You're going to search his ass? Is there a comma?
Yes, I'm just going to specifically search his ass. See if he's holding anything. Failure.
Oh my god.
Damn it, failure. 60, 52.
What does that look like?
46.
Look, this is not a room with two-way glass. This is just a room with a camera, and the camera's off. And this is just...
God.
This guy's not having a good time.
Louis, hold him down.
Oh my god. This is
awful. Probably worth noting.
I mean, I'm a doctor after all.
14-year-olds would do in their first D&D session.
I mean, he could very well have some reverb on him hidden somewhere.
It's worth noting. It's worth noting that there's something called a search incident to arrest. Whenever someone is arrested, they're searched.
Well, they weren't searched by a doctor.
Oh god!
Really good in there.
All right. Louis.
Awful. All right. So after violating this poor guy who got booked in, what's Louis gonna do?
All right. If there's nothing else, and Louis is going to he's handcuffed to the fucking table.
Wait, you're telling me there is nothing in his asshole?
Well, there's something.
We haven't cracked the case.
You're telling me that's not in the book? Louis is going to he's standing there, he's like man, that's shame the Chicago PD boys roughed you up when they brought you in here.
Well, nobody checked my ass like you asked.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like you got a hell of a black eye. I mean, that had to hurt.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And he's gonna fucking punch him. Oh. He just fucking punched him, and he's like, it just socks him right in the face.
God. All right, just give me a quick persuade roll.
Can I have a bonus to that persuade?
No, you're so strong and
handsome.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
Do I want to use our? Do I want to use juice on beating up a junkie?
I mean, save it. What you're gonna do.
But, I mean. What are you expecting to get out of this?
I'll try the persuade. I'll try the persuade. Flat persuade.
Hit me.
barely.
Failure. A failure. Wow.
25 barely over 22.
A failure. Oh, so close.
Yeah.
He's not happy. This man has been violated. You hit him in the face. Oh, man, what the hell are you doing? He starts screaming. Help! Help! Help me! And he's making a noise.
Okay.
He's obviously having a psychotic break. Let's leave.
That's Louis's just gonna he's gonna kind of like shush him like the way you would try to like calm a horse. Almost just like he's like no none of that. All right, no.
Don't you all touch right, me.
Oh, don't you.
Tries to bite you.
Louis is gonna hands kind of like hands off. Like he's like all right. He's like all right, Rufio, whatever the hell your name is. Rufio, don't get caught in the same room as us again. You should get clean.
You're a bunch of assholes.
That's rich. That's rich coming from you. You know shit. What I'm saying? All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
This is maybe the worst thing we've done thus far.
It's fucking terrible.
All right, we walk out like on cool. the way out. So we like say to the cops, we're like, yeah, he's having a real problem in there.
Hey, he's going through withdrawals, I think. A little bit emotional.
Well, I hope you got what you needed.
Not really, but thanks anyway.
Okay.
See you next time.
See you later, Jimmy.
Are you following up on what do you where does this case go from here? It's in your jurisdiction.
You're right, it's in our jurisdiction at the federal level.
Do you want to?
We'll be in contact. So we'll let you know.
Yeah.
All right, we're just gonna book him and then keep him until he gets charged.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, actually, Jimmy, can I call you Jimmy?
Sure.
Jimmy, listen. Hey, actually, if
I'm a fun guy,
Sally shows up, maybe you give us a ring. We have some questions for her. You know, echelons above, you know, that kind of thing. Big stuff, big moves going on in Chicago. The FBI is involved.
All right.
This is my number.
You got a number?
It is. Okay. Give us a call. Sally shows up. Okay. And maybe Will if she comes, try to hold her here for a minute. You know, not arrest her, but you know, you can do that whole 24 hours with no charges thing. So,
okay.
It's a Patriot Act. Just say Patriot Act when you do it, and it's like it's everything's good. No one asks any questions.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
All right.
Anything else I can help you with?
I feel like there is, but I'm at a loss, brother.
Give me a bit of a intelligence check.
That means there's something obvious we're missing. All right. Who's smarter, Walt or Finnegan?
Ooh. If you had to put a number on it, between 1 and 20.
16 for Walt.
Oh, 16 for Finnegan.
Oh you fucker, stop metagaming. Somebody give me a roll.
No, I was genuinely just curious from a
combative
sort of stance, from a competitive standpoint.
They're on an equal keel.
Success.
That's a success. Finnegan remembers that when you were talking to Gertrude, the lovely, lovely Gertrude.
Was that the mother?
Right.
That was the mother. I think she mentioned that Sally was getting her boys out of jail.
Boys, plural.
We can do another interrogation.
Because that went so well the first time.
So, James. Why did James didn't tell us about anyone else she was visiting?
She didn't come up.
He didn't ask. He asked about Rufy.
Is there anybody else connected to Sally? In the prison.
Oh, she's apparently. She's got a couple of regulars. It's Rufy back there.
Yeah.
Yep. And I think that other asshole, Bad Luke.
Bad Luke.
That's a Bad Luke.
Is that like an ironic thing, or is he like a pretty good guy?
He's, I don't know. I don't know how they name themselves, these criminals.
Yeah, fuck them. Right.
Turns over.
And what's he in for?
He's not in. He's not in. He came back last week, but Sally comes across, and those are the two people that she usually helps out when times are tough. You know what I'm saying?
But he's not booked up.
He's not locked up. No. I think he's on the streets somewhere.
Does he have a car he lives in?
Yeah, could you give a description of Bad Luke or where he hangs out?
Like a wild guess.
He's
Argyle Street.
This fucking Argyle Street. God. Can you print out his mugshot, please?
That would be great.
There is
a lovely suggestion.
Sure, you can get a mugshot of Bad Luke Riggs.
Side conversation.
And it says Lucian Riggs.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's Lucian Riggs. He's at large. I think they're trying to find him, but he's at large.
For what?
Drug-related stuff.
I'm a aside. Do you fellas think it would be worth... remind me, have you gone to Argyle in search of Sally before? How hard do you suspect it'll be to find her?
Yeah,
not a gigantic place. And apparently, she lives under a bridge. There can't be that many bridges in Argyle.
Well, I mean, we hadn't really... the Sally thing is new. We haven't looked for her there. It's a busy place, but... hey, Jimmy. Any of these guys, any of these folks, are they Asian of any type? Are they all... all white folks?
No. Right. They're black guys.
Okay. So, the thing is, I mean, most of Argyle Street is Southeast Asian, so it's like, I mean, anyone else is going to stand out like a sore thumb. Should have a decent time finding them. I say we go look.
That, as far as I know, that's a decent
Jimmy,
neighborhood.
You are it's not really a part nice, of I this know. Conversation. But listen, hey man, Jimmy, look, if you ever think about going federal, hey, hit me up. You really got what it takes to be a federal agent, I could tell.
My guy, thank you.
But we're gonna go.
All right.
The only other thing I would have a aside. Bye, Jimmy. But
bye.
Would it be worth us maybe letting Rufy out and following him, or would that take too much time and effort?
And we have to post his bond.
Yeah,
I guess we could take money.
Nah, screw him. Let's try to find him ourselves.
It sounds like Sally will come back.
And and Jim, we did tell Jimmy to call us, right? If Sally shows up, all right. I think we've got our bases covered.
If we go to Argyle Street, what is our sort of approach to find Sally?
Well, there's a specific car. We got bridges. I mean, Frank, does it? I would hope it would come down to a roll search with advantage.
It's very specific. I don't think that's language that characters would use, but sure. Possibly.
Well, we can scope the place out. I mean, I think especially if we kind of hang out around the schwa-schwa, kind of shops. I mean, I got a hint and suspicion she's going to be around there. Yeah, not that big of a place.
All right, you guys head off out onto Argyle, and in the car, you get a phone call.
Yep.
Hey. It's Bobby here.
Bobby, the lab guy.
Oh God, no! I forgot my own names. It's James. It's James. Good
Jimmy.
Lord. It's not been good. Where are you guys?
We just left.
Yeah. So something's happened. He's gone.
I U-turn, whips Rufy's, that shit around.
Rufy's gone.
Back to the fucking...
We don't know what
fucking...
happened, but it's...
Did he
it's
explode?
A mess.
Did
it's
he
a mess.
Explode?
Oh, shit.
No, I don't know. I don't know, man. It's fucking weird. I don't know.
Keep everyone out of the room. Wait.
You're telling me when I rolled up pharmacy, I didn't clock any sort of...
I failed my search check. Maybe I would have found it if I had not failed the search check.
Alright, we go back.
Alright, yeah.
Okay, you guys go back. You meet up with James. He doesn't even know his own name. He's really shook up.
Is there, like, ambulances and shit? Or is it just, like, is the place chaos?
It's just the police station. People confused, like, looking through the footage. It's just a lot of police activity. But everybody's really shaken up. No, we had no idea what the fuck to do. Thought I'd phone you guys. You just came here. And I wanted to see, like, the camera was disconnected at the top. I don't know if that was you guys.
So
but
he disappeared in the holding cell that we were
he's gone.
The interrogation room?
He was in that room. We came back after you guys
and
went in
gone.
And asked him some questions, I figure, and he's gone. Let me show you. He opens the door, and as you enter the room, you see that same devastation.
Oh, fuck me.
Bloodless devastation. It's gone. It's a mess. It looks like somebody took sledgehammers, like jackhammers, everywhere to the entire room.
Are his handcuffs
room,
like still hooked to the fucking table?
They're in fragments.
Mm.
And we...
It's just absolute devastation, no blood.
Disconnected
the table's in 600
God, and we
pieces.
Disconnected the fucking camera.
Well,
Walter.
What the hell do we do?
What did you put up his ass?
Look, he's in your jurisdiction, man. So this ain't on us. We gave him to your jurisdiction. I didn't phone anybody at the FBI.
All right.
I just
calm down.
You first.
Calm down, James.
What the hell are we supposed to do? It's weird.
It definitely is weird. Did Sally talk to anyone else when she came in here? She met with
Rufy
and left. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
All right.
There's no way you could have gotten out
of
here.
It's obvious that he was sprung from this joint. Am I right? And he's like looking at the other guys.
No. He heard screaming. Like, he was screaming when you guys were in there. And I thought you guys were just doing your job. But then, like, 5-10 minutes later, it's just screaming again. Fucking cacophony of noise, and he's gone. And we try to get in, and it's just...
This might be... I'll agree with you. He's under our jurisdiction, but he was within in this station when he went missing. I'll remind you of that. I'll leave you with that. All right, fellas.
I don't know. Like, I would like to do a quick, probably an alertness is not appropriate. Probably a search is more appropriate.
But we could also search the holding cell where he's at, because that maybe he left something there. Because I'm assuming that Sally didn't meet him in this room. You know. This is where he took the reaver.
Where did he meet Sally,
yeah.
actually? This is a good question. Hey, what...
You guys
hey,
don't know.
His holding cell? We don't
Jimmy,
have a holding cell?
Where did Sally meet him? Like, do you guys have, like, a visitor's room?
No, he was in the interrogation. Sally just came in, chatted.
Do you have film from
left,
when Sally saw him?
Normal. I can check. I can check for you.
He was in this interrogation room?
Yeah. You guys go through the tapes. It looks like a normal interaction. Seems like Sally came in, just talking to him.
Do they ever touch? Do they ever, like, does it look like a handover?
No.
Fuck.
No.
Let's all do a search.
But
yeah, I'm going
to
search the room as well.
Give me that search.
Success, 30 under 46.
Okay, well.
All right. Okay, so with that success, in between the devastation, between the fragments of desk, everything else. The weird thing is that there's not even any clothing. Like, you'd expect fragments of clothing. It's nothing. It's just no trace of Rufy. But there is a, like, hotel matchbox.
Mm.
And the hotel is the Excelsior Hotel.
Excelsior Hotel. Do we know where that's located in the city?
You could look it up pretty easily, yeah.
Okay, look it up on my phone. Where is it? Is it on Argyle?
No. Somewhere
okay.
else.
Louis is going to whisper to Walt and be like, this is exactly like the other places.
But did you find anything? It was just a wreck like this, no other items left behind.
To be frank, I don't remember if we looked, but this is...
You tried and you ended up smashing your hand through the wall instead.
And man, it looks like
a fumble.
Is it a... Maybe this reverb isn't as tangible as we think it is. Maybe it's not just always in a pill form. I don't know. They didn't touch, which means he had it on him when he came in, if he took it as a pill, but I couldn't find it, and the police officers here couldn't find the drug.
I wonder if you don't have to even be high on it when something bad happens. I wonder if you take it once or twice, if it, like, marks.
Oh, a side effect. Maybe I'll do some research on this flower when we have some downtime. See if I can derive...
That's actually a super good idea. It's like a crazy good idea.
If I can derive something of side effects or something. Maybe on the way to Argyle Street, but do we have any...
I say we go to this hotel.
Or that, yeah. Because if we go to Argyle Street, what we find... Sally, we try to shake her down. I don't know. Yeah. I'm down with the hotel.
All right.
Finnegan.
Well, what the hell am I supposed to do with this place? Is there a procedure?
Is there... You are asking us, is there a procedure when a prisoner disappears from your interrogation room while being arrested by you? That's what you're asking.
Yeah. He just disappeared.
I would imagine you probably have a manual.
What a mess.
Yeah, I'd
all right, I'll check the manual.
It's probably where you want to start with that.
Are you being sassy?
I am, Jesus, Jimmy. Man, look, Jimmy, this is fucked up. I'm real sorry about that. We're both on the same sides, you know, brothers in blue, long blue line, all that jazz. But listen, we're going to go now.
All right. You back out the door without breaking eye contact. Fine.
Long blue line.
A thin blue line? Is that what they say? I don't know what they say.
Is it wide blue line?
What's the geometry of this line? There's Finnegan.
Blue lines.
Finnegan, what's your... We like jump back in the car. Like, Finnegan, like, wait, what are you thinking, man?
So, it's a Excelsior Hotel. It's not in Argyle. Right, it's a different part of town. I don't know. What do you think, Louis?
I mean, if everyone who touches this stuff is gonna start popping, we probably need to talk to people before they do so. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, this Excelsior Hotel, man, this is our... this is a new lead. Like, I like this.
All right. You're a creature of instinct, and I trust yours, so...
It also makes me wonder, Louis, if we should maybe utilize your criminal background more than an FBI background when we go into this place. Pretend like you're trying to buy, rather than...
It's actually...
Just the thought.
Let's get an eyeball on the place. It might be one of those places, if it is.
On the way there, just... Can he do a medicine?
Yeah.
Like, he's researching the flower, like, and using his medical... Can he do a medicine check on that?
I think it's a little bit of a stretch.
What is medicine?
I'd say just maybe...
How would medicine technically...
Medicine's, like, direct, like, medical care. Somebody's getting patched up or wounded.
Then could he do... Oh, true. Could he do just a straight-up intelligence?
Maybe pharmacology or pharmacy? Would be better.
Pharmacy. Okay. Just doing research on the flower on the way to this hotel. Success 39
under 70. Okay, nice. So you get a success there. What you discover is that... So you kind of find some traces. It was really hard for the other guys to find this because they're not really great at this. But you do discover the tie between the Black Lotus black lotus, the sacred flower. You also, there's some little fringe articles and stuff like that that say that it comes from the Himalayas. It's named for a mythical Chinese alchemist who is said to have discovered its powers, and that's how the name Liao is attributed to the Black Lotus.
Liao is the name of this flower?
Yeah.
But as a side, a nickname, the Black Lotus.
Yeah.
But I will know it if I see it, or I guess we would all know because there's pictures of it and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, the other guys have seen it, they'd know it. But the lady at the tea shop said it's very difficult to get hold of. It's maybe not even in circulation anymore.
Even Shay Twee said it was from the Himalayas, too. The guy at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, Chinese alchemist.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, can we look up this alchemist guy? Like, what's his deal? Like, is he real?
Well, it's all kind of... It's overlap between lore and reality and, you know, how these things are handed down. And there's also this ancient Chocho's culture. So everything is a little bit mythical in that way.
Let's get to this place. We can try to beat this out later. I want to get an eyeball on this hotel, this motel.
Okay. Cool. You roll up to the hotel. Hotel Excelsior.
What's the feel? What's the vibe? Hotel Excelsior. It's an upstanding establishment.
It's kind of nice.
It is.
It looks fine. Looks kind of nice. It's a regular old hotel.
It's not the kind of place where you would rent by the hour kind of place. Like, it looks like a regular hotel.
No, it's a regular hotel, a little bit nicer. Give me a quick alertness, Louis.
I would love to. That's one of Louis's things. That's a 33 under 70. A critical.
Louis is hyper aware that there are some regular old hotel video cameras. There are hotel video cameras everywhere, so you can see that this is well surveilled. You have a hyper focus on that. It doesn't look like... It looks like they're cheap. It looks like they're kind of ad hoc, these Wi-Fi cameras and stuff like that. They're monitoring the hotel entrances, and everywhere you can see fire escapes, stuff like that.
Like, I think they could be disabled? Or I think they're not real?
Or overly surveilled?
They're out of place. Like, if a nice hotel had these kind of cheap cameras, that would be a little odd. But it seems like this is a place that maybe doesn't usually have cameras.
Like, they don't belong to the hotel?
Or doesn't need them.
Like, something happened.
They may
recently.
Not belong to the hotel.
Or...
Well, they just don't.
That
they may
someone
not belong to the
else
hotel.
Is surveilling this place, not the hotel.
Possibly.
All right, Louis's like, this is weird, guys. This that's not professional equipment. You know, like this is okay. Mm. Oh, all right. Do I see anywhere nearby a van or anything that looks like it might house some surveillance equipment? I did get a critical. I can roll another one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, because we know the DEA is already looking at this shit. I'm wondering if the fucking DEA is here or something. Like,
all right. No, you're good. There's no van. This doesn't seem to be under surveillance from the outside.
I know Foyle is a piece of shit. But it might be good to give him a call and ask him about this real quick.
All right. What do you want to ask him?
Gonna ring him up.
Louis.
Foyle.
Dipshit number one.
Oh, I'm the first one. Brilliant. Listen, Foyle, we're at a place that we think might be getting surveilled by some folks from your neck of the woods, some of your particular brand of 3-letter agency. Little place called Excelsior Hotel. If I can just get you to verify if that's the case or not, I know you're in-house there.
Type. foil duck type type type.
Did you just say your own name like a Pokemon while you were typing?
Foil. Foil. No. Foil, foil, foil. Type 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 type. Foil. Nope. We got nothing on that place. Not us.
Not you. Alright.
And we can't see anything from. I don't think there are any agencies, as far as I can know. As far as we can see.
All right, man. Thanks.
Sorry about the guns, man. I'm swamped at the moment. And you hear, like, the PlayStation in the background.
He's playing Madden. He's just... yeah, man, I bet we'll give you a call.
Cool.
Hey, send me... Hey, what's your game tag?
Nah, we... Different games, dude. Different games. I'm like into RimWorld.
RimWorld? Which is, send me a Steam ID. You know, we'll hang sometime. Anyway, bye.
Single player games. Oh. Single player.
Biggie's got no friends. Son of a bitch. the phone's already hung up. All right, well, sounds like it's not the DEA, but this is weird. I don't like this.
Maybe we should be very cautious about all three of us showing up on these cameras.
Is there... I don't know. Is there a way in that is not being surveilled? Is there a service entrance or anything like that, if I can see these things?
Give me a search. No, give me...
alertness, probably.
Infiltration-y.
I don't know. I think alert.
Give me that alertness again. Yeah, that's fine.
That's 9 under 70. Another
accounting. Brad, you are not marking a failure.
No, he got
a
success
accounting.
On his accounting for whatever he was doing.
Oh wow!
What are we doing accounting?
I meant to press alert. Alert.
No. We should go with it.
He goes there like counting each camera. It's like carry the 4.
They're cooking the books.
Definitely covering. Yeah. you don't see everything. It looks like this is like buttoned up tight. No gaps in the
Walt's
in
doing
the
his taxes in the backseat.
He did get a success. He has a 10 in accounting, and he got a 10. That's pretty impressive. He's really killing those taxes.
He notes
can
that
I use it in some way?
This is the maximum number of cameras attached to one system.
Okay. This place.
And it's very comprehensive. So it's buttoned down.
Well,
tight.
How do we want to go about this? Fellas, we could, like I said, Louis, you could maybe go in and say, you know, act as more criminal element. Say, Rufy got busted and you're here on his account. Or we could go in playing the FBI agent.
I don't think I can play up the Martinelli thing here. Mm. I think this is going to be... We probably need to use our official credentials here.
So you guys do notice... Sorry, go ahead, Dace.
What about this? What if you go in and use your street smarts and try to get a hold of some drugs, some reverb, possibly? Now that goes to shit. I'll come in, waving my FBI badge around, I'll arrest you, and then I'll talk to them.
Don't get me wrong, this sounds like it's going to be hilarious, but I don't think it'll work.
All right.
I can appreciate where you're coming
from.
And then
Walt will come in after me, and he'll say those are fake credentials.
And he'll arrest you.
And he'll arrest me. Arresting
and
you.
Then I'll pull out my credentials, and I'll be like, it was a sting. Like,
all right, you guys, you do notice that there's a fire escape, and the fire escape like takes you down to a back alley, so you may be able to look or see something there, but... It's just worth noting. It's not just the front entrance, but everything is covered by cameras.
Okay.
Can we just put on some hoodies and sunglasses? Like, just disguised?
Sure. And what are you doing with it? Going in.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to get in unless... I don't know. Do either of you guys have a method or anything? I mean, you're at NASA, right? Like, do you know how to disable the Wi-Fi on this shit? I mean, that's not really my bag, you know? Like,
Do you have any computer science?
No.
Anybody computer science?
I don't think so. No, zero. Are we getting too hung up about these cameras? Like,
I don't want to be seen. Like, because it's weird. It's weird. Like, whoever this is, it ain't the hotel. And I'm worried that it's one of these fucking three-letter agencies. Fuck, maybe it's just... We know there's something big going on here, guys. Remember, Rufio, he's small fries. Right? Sally, she is going in there. She's fucking homeless. She doesn't have the money to bail people out of jail. She's living out of a car. She's a part of something bigger. And I'm wondering if whoever that is... Hell, maybe it's the network. I mean, you know, at the very beginning of this whole thing, we knew this involved with the network, right?
What do you mean, the network?
Yeah, well, at the beginning of all this, there's this organization called the Network. They're into some really nasty shit. That's the reason I'm here. Hmm. And it's just, they're just bad guys. And we know all these people who are popped. Fucking Rufio, David Smith. All these people, we know they're like your mid-level guys in the network. They're like their foot soldiers or the dealers, you know, the distributors.
Hmm. So it's not good, but we're gonna have to take a risk one way or another.
I guess the only possible question...
let's try. Go ahead.
I do we go in suits or do we go in hoodies?
Well,
if we're going in and swinging our credentials, I say suits.
What if a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B? What if we go in suits, but we're investors? See, we want a piece of the pie in a different region. Get some of this Riva, take it over to Las Vegas, say. Propagate the brand.
I think what we're really trying to do here, I don't think this fucking hotel, the people of this hotel, look at this hotel, man. Like this looks like a regular ass hotel. I think what we're really trying to do is find out where fucking Rufus, or hell, maybe even Sally, like, find out where their rooms are and get into their rooms. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I don't think it's... I might disagree. It's not possibly a normal hotel. Otherwise, why would it be surveyed so heavily? It could be a distribution center of sorts. My instinct says let's go in with a more criminal element and not wave the FBI badges.
Still, we have to. If we have to.
We can keep them... play them close to chest, but let's go in and see if we can sniff anything out once we get inside. But we're gonna be observed. We're gonna be surveilled. We need to remember that.
That's why I'm going to disguise myself. Fuck!
That is
100.
100 fumble.
Does Walter reach into the duffel bag and put on those Groucho glasses with the nose and the
mustache? What does Walter do?
Walter's in full drag.
He's gonna put lipstick on.
Would you fuck those me? Those
So Walter walks in disguised as an astronaut.
He still has like his orange astronaut.
But he walks in like slow, like he's on the moon.
All right, this is obviously gonna raise some eyebrows.
Sorry, guys. I tried. So,
can we catch him doing something exceptionally dumb and be like, whoa, whoa, whoa?
I don't know. It was a fumble.
Okay, fair.
So we're definitely gonna get clocked by the cameras. Sorry.
What is Walt actually?
You're at
doing?
The front desk.
Like, what does that fumble mean? Like, how does the disguise go wrong?
I think we'll have to see how it plays out.
Okay,
I've got ideas. Right. You're at the front desk. The lady looks at you. Looks at Walter. Like, raises an eyebrow. Can I help you, boys? Are you in the right place? We don't have any conventions on at the moment. Either cosplay conventions, I think, at the other one. That's at the region.
No. We're not here for the cosplay convention.
Right, I'm just like you. a normal,
a regular person.
So what I was an astronaut once. Whoops.
Oh, didn't mean to mention that.
Maybe you should take, someone else should take the lead.
We're looking for Rufus. Rufy? Friends of Rufy?
I don't think. Who are you? What?
You know, Rufy are you and guests? Sally's friends.
Are you guests at the hotel?
Visitors?
We're meeting some friends. Sarah? Or Sally?
Somebody give me a persuade. This lady is not going to just give you some guest information without...
Yeah, this is a horrible tactic.
Some kind of persuasion. I've got to put some rules, guys.
Failure.
That's
failure. Deserved failure.
Sorry, I can't part with that information.
Finnegan pulls his pistol on her.
God.
Can I help you with anything else? Would you like to, I don't know, be redirected or escorted out?
All right, FBI. Flashes the badge.
Yeah, Louis will flash his to, like, so he just, like, you know, like they're just...
No. We need...
I'm sorry.
...to find Rufus and Sally. I believe they're staying here.
Oh, goodness. Okay, all right, easy, I'm sorry. You probably could have led with that. Let me look up the records. Jeez, on the system.
Thank you very much.
Not wrong.
Type.
Why are you saying that out loud?
Nope, there's... it's because the noise cancelling is going to cancel out any type.
Okay.
And I'm not a Foley. So fuck
I'm
you,
talking
Joe.
To her, not to Jean. I just imagine her saying, type.
Oh, I see. Kidding, sassy. No, there's no Rufy on record. That's a weird name.
Rufus. Rufus Le Royale Rufus Brown.
Rufus Le Royale Brown. Nope, no Rufus Brown. And you said a Sally?
Yeah.
Sally?
We got Sally's full name. I remember asking. I don't remember getting it.
Well, I can't help you. There's no
Rufus. Do you
Rufus
have a
Brown.
Lucian Riggs or Luke?
Let me look. Lucian Riggs. Nope. No Lucian Riggs.
And you said no or Lucy? No Luke.
Are you
human?
Sally?
Is she lying?
Your human is super high and she's not lying.
Okay.
Any suspicious goings on? Maybe some folks maybe look like they're from the wrong side of the tracks, you know, coming in and out of rooms a lot.
Well, this is kind of not really that hotel, that kind
of
hotel.
That's why I figured
but,
it would stand out.
Yeah. No, we get all sorts, but nothing that I've noticed.
Any new recent additions to the hotel, like your security system, for instance?
Security system?
Yeah, new cameras.
No, I don't think we've got. I think we've got, like, one. That's just for the back office.
That's the only one you have. That's the only camera you have, is the one in the back office.
Yeah. As far as I know. We don't get a lot of trouble.
Yeah, nice side of town. He just kind of turns his other view.
I would like to get a room here.
Yeah, for the audio audience, Brad just mimed arms out to the side like he's walking on the moon.
Floating, even though it's never really, yeah. What, you'd like to get a room?
Well, might as well. We'll come back later. Stay the night. You've okay. Sold me on this hotel. Okay. It seems like quality.
Such
quality
a nice
hotel.
Place.
Sure. You're a strange bunch of officers, but no problem. I can check you in. Come back when you're ready.
Okay. Do we get a key or a room number? Do we have that? You don't have to tell me exactly what the number is.
You can come back anytime.
Are you giving him your name?
Your real name?
Oh, my name. Oh, I'm Sally, but I'm sure that's just a coincidence.
No, I mean, is Walt giving his name for the reservation?
Sure. But you wait, you okay. said your name was Sally.
Oh, yes.
Is she tall and pretty by chance? Okay.
No, she's not.
Yeah. Hey, listen, this matchbook here I'm just interested. Where well, do you guys give these away? Are they in the rooms? Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's one of ours. I think it's in every room. We have like a beautiful little candle and a little matchstick. Brilliant. Makes people feel brilliant at home.
How many rooms do you have?
It's probably about 10.
Oh, small. 10?
Wow. Small place. Mm. Okay. Well, listen, why don't we head up to our room, just check it out, and then we've got some business to do. And okay. Thank you very much for your help, other Sally. Listen, if you do see anything, anybody odd hanging around, why don't you give us a ring? You know?
Okay.
Yeah, we're police officers, after all.
That's odd that you reiterate that, but here's your key.
Thank you.
And enjoy your stay.
I would like to get up wherever the rooms are and maybe, like, roll some alertness rolls to, like, listen and hear, or there's a... I don't know. Just see if we can somehow happen to identify a room with something odd going on in it.
You know, like, and Walt,
assumed, okay. like a blood stain, like, coming out from underneath the door.
Walter takes off his astronaut suit and puts it in the car. He says, I don't think they noticed me. I'm gonna step away for 1 second as we go to the room.
Okay. You guys can go to the room. You can check in. Do you want to do an alertness?
I'll try another fucking alertness. God. That is a failure. That's a 94.
That's another
70.
Failure.
I have a low alertness, but I'm gonna roll as well.
Guys, I really want to help you.
We suck is what's wrong.
This is
another failure.
Oh god, that's another alertness failure.
Look.
These are not...
Let's just... there are 10 rooms. Breaking into shit is Louis' jam. Let's just literally break into every fucking one of these rooms.
What?
And see what we see.
Wait a second. Like, actually,
not even joking.
What if we just knock on the doors and just see who comes and just say, oh, wrong door. You know, okay, oh, sorry, wrong room. You know?
This is reaching the point of being so frustrating.
Okay.
Like, I'm ready to throw it. Okay. No, it's not your fault, John.
Yeah, no,
sorry.
Yeah, it's not you.
It's 100% our fault.
Okay, there's 10 rooms. We've been given one, so that only leaves 9.
Yep.
Okay.
I like
nine
our odds.
Left.
So we're gonna brute right, force this.
Some
did you find anything?
Some other options.
No,
I'm happy to pursue this path.
Good.
You've got the back alley that you haven't looked at. You've got Mr. Briggs. Bad Luke Riggs, yep. Sorry. Bad Luke Riggs that you can look up somehow. You also have the association, the Schwa American Advocacy Alliance, who you haven't followed up with, Dr. Bian.
Or even Henrietta Cole. We never checked
him. Well, to look, so. I knew that I'd put the CAA on the side and the doctor because... You said cool. I didn't gleam any, like it was a normal meeting.
Seemed like a normal interaction, but you haven't looked into it. But anyways, I don't know, are we good on time? How are you guys doing?
I think we have at least enough time to try to investigate out around the hotel a little bit more.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to reiterate, I know it's been frustrating. We're getting a lot of failures, just leaving me no option but to give you dead ends. But I'm
okay,
trying.
So Louis just gonna
split the party. Louis investigates the doors. Finnegan investigates the back alley, and Walt does whatever Walt does.
Walt puts
what if Walt tries to look up Lucien Riggs online? I don't know if he's gonna find anything.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Louis's gonna go. Down is going to start knocking on doors, and he just wants to see, like, if someone opens the door and it's not someone he knows, because he knows what Lucien Riggs looks like, he knows what Sally looks like, he knows a few other people. If someone random opens the door, that's not the door, and he's going to mark that one off the list.
Okay. All right, going from the easiest one backwards. Dr. Bian, she's associated, like you know, through the Shua American Advocacy Alliance. She's a close colleague of the founder, Chu Cao, and they're part of the same kind of organization, and you will find out that they're associated to that Culture Watch article, or the interview that you saw online. They were obviously the people that were, they're part of the association that was being interviewed. One of them is a businesswoman, and Miss Cho is president of the Genetic Agricultural Products Association. So it seems like prominent members of the community in the Shua Shua, even though it's very small.
Does that ring something?
So that's kind
for
of the information that you get.
It looked like you made an association just then.
She's the head of what? The Genetic Agricultural Association?
Yes. President of the Genetic Agriculture.
Wait, is someone looking this up online? Agricultural or what?
This is what you.
I thought I was looking up the guy.
Looking up some extra stuff. Who's that?
Who was the dude's name that y'all said?
Dr. Bian.
No, I thought you said someone else. Dave said someone else.
No.
No, Joe said Lucian Briggs, yeah. Bad Luke, but this is a way better lead, so I'm going to pretend that never happened.
Oh, Jean tapped out.
Oh, we suddenly lost John.
John's gone. He said, fuck those
guys.
Yeah,
he's just,
they can't
he's
roll
just
for
so
shit.
Sick of us.
He went on to find a better group
Sorry.
To play with.
Sorry, I just dropped a second. I'm
so I'm
right.
Just looking up the doctor that I've already met.
That's what you got from
at the CAA, and it seemed like a normal meeting. She's just...
Yeah, she's a professional. You can also probably look up her offices, and you can get
well, and you
details
have her
of her offices. Got the business card as well. So somebody you could probably very easily meet with.
Okay.
I mean, what that tells me is she's the head of a agricultural whatchamacallit. Like, she? The one growing the liao?
That's
like, is there like a grow field?
Because if it's, because it's from Himalayas. It's from Himalayas. Like, Tran had kind of mentioned, or it's like, oh, like the idea they can't make it anymore. They can't grow it anymore. What if she's...
Who said that?
It was the head of the tea shop.
Okay. She said it was hard to get in this flower, the black lotus.
She implied that you could not get any more of it.
Gotcha. So maybe this is like a
cool,
a more fabricated version of it or something that...
Yeah.
I'm thinking this could be a source for it. Like, if we could research or break into their operation.
Right.
There's something up with this hotel. There's
this
something
hotel
here to be
is
found.
Being observed for a reason.
Yeah, there's something to be found here.
You do not put assets on something and observe it because there's nothing there.
Yeah. So what? So Fennec, so you're knocking on the doors, Louis, and Finnegan's looking at the alley. That was okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to maybe give me a search on that alleyway?
Yes, I will. I think you're probably right, Brad. That it's like a distribution operation. Fucking failure.
Trying so hard.
This is so... Okay,
all right, what you notice is there's an alleyway. There's fire escapes. You notice the cameras. They are definitely cameras. But there's obviously... This is like two stories. It's a kind of narrow hotel. 10-ish rooms, so maybe like four each floor. And each one has a fire escape, and each one there's cameras like covering the entirety of like fire escapes.
Everything in and everything out of this place is being looked at.
Yeah.
So we've encountered this Liao before, right? In the flesh. And we've had a sample of reverb. Like, does it have any distinctive properties, like a smell? Is it like, is there a pungence to it?
What did y'all do with the reverb? It's just like a pill. What did y'all do with it when y'all found it?
We took it to a lab.
And
Finnegan almost popped it.
And then they said, you know, it had the Black Lotus in it. Or it had MDMA and then something else in it.
They basically said,
Yes, there was a something
an unknown over. Something and MDMA.
Okay. Is there anybody in the alley? Am I alone in the alley?
There. Give me an alertness.
Jesus.
For fuck's sake, guys. I hope you're marking these failures, because I cannot give you much of anything on this. This is, holy shit.
All right.
This is a nightmare.
Has Louis already done?
Wait, let me try one more thing, and then we'll definitely get to the last one. I have to.
It's like the dice have just not been in our favor.
It's just fucking not great.
What's that quote from Jean-Luc Picard? It's like, I'll look it up. Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, quick one. Just give me a navigate on this alleyway. This is a Hail Mary right now.
what's Finnegan's navigate?
Surprisingly, it's a 30. It's kind of high for...
Not high enough.
That's another failure. You know what? You go into this alleyway. There's a bunch of junk in a corner. You thought you saw someone turning a corner, but you can't be sure. So there's trash. There's fucking fire escapes. There's security cameras. And there's maybe somebody that just turned a corner.
Okay.
So, and I think we should cut to Joe, I guess.
So...
Something worth noting is that Finnegan probably eyes something in the trash for later.
It's his rolls.
His rolls are garbage.
They're trash. They're fucking garbage.
They're all garbage. Wow. It's just dice in the garbage.
That's crazy
can.
Meta of you, John.
All right. Oh my god. Cool. Then we cut to Louis, who's this really, really friendly looking guy coming in. He knocks on, he's kind of going floor by floor, knocks on most of the doors, and out of all the doors he gets three which have no response, and the rest are kind of confused.
Like,
people.
Can I help you? Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah, he's just like, yeah. Oh, sorry, wrong room. Oh, sorry, wrong room, my bad, pardon me.
Yeah,
so there's three rooms, okay. There's three rooms that do not have an answer. Mm-hmm. Louis does not want to break into any of them unless he has a really good reason.
I guess Walter tells everybody what he found about... Remind me of her name again? I'm getting her mixed up with the actual group, the name of the group. What's the doctor's
name? Dr. Bien.
As in good, Bien. All right, okay. Maybe we all...
You also get a phone call. You get a phone call from the front desk. It's Sally, and she says, listen, some of the guests have complained. You need to stop going to all the doors. If you need official search business, you need to actually bring a warrant, but kindly do not disturb the other guests.
No problem.
Thank you.
Do we meet in this alley to give everyone to...
By the trash can.
Finnegan, waist deep in a trash can with his legs sticking out. He's not even looking. He just threw himself in the garbage can. He's a fucking garbage character.
Look, Finnegan single-handedly got us all through. Wormwood, he did. So, you know.
What happened? He used all of his luck.
So
must
we'll
have.
Well,
this is a nightmare.
Go ahead.
I don't know, like, we can go back to the... Louis can go back. He wants to, you know, if Finnegan tells him that he saw something in the trash, he's like, well, let's go back and see what you were looking at. Like, that's... Then we can
cool.
We can
give me
finish
some searches.
Right. Does everyone get to roll a search?
Yeah, fail.
Brad fails the search.
We all do not... None of us have very good search.
Everybody,
I mean, I have an okay search. I have 46.
I fumbled. Louis fumbled.
That is a fumble for Louis. That is a
yes!
Failure.
Failures across the board.
How do you fail from searching a garbage can? You just dump it out and sift through
you
the shit.
You guys...
It's very small.
Louis tells Finnegan. Louis, he says, Finnegan, move over, and he gets in the dumpster too.
He just dives in. Louis comes out with some needles in his arm. Hepatitis, so give me sure. some health. Roll a 1d4 on
God.
That.
4 damage. Louis. Okay, you Louis take 4 jumps damage in and comes from out. Rummaging he comes trash. Out with a 2x4 with a bunch of nails stuck in his face.
Nail, fucking heroin needles.
Louis,
I'm not happy.
I think you have HR. Okay,
I think Louis stands up. He stands up very calmly with blood damage running down his face and goes, I want to go back to the deli.
I agree. There's nothing here. It's a dead end.
This has been the most miserable day of my life.
Oh, shit.
And Louis turns to the near security That's camera. You day. Hear that? You won, okay? We give up.
Oh shit.
Alright, so you guys, I think that's a good place to call it. Just fucking 2x4 in the foot, heroin needles in the arm. You guys are now covered in trash and you smell like shit.
Oh my god.
You found nothing of value at the Excelsior Hotel.
But we
did.
We do have room.
It's 2015, so they don't have the prophylactic treatment for HIV yet. So it's,
God, Louis. I'm so sorry.
Louis is just gonna get HIV. Oh Jesus! Oh God! Man. Oh,
that was fun.
That was.
Well, I hope. Just make sure you mark that damage. Okay. Please. Thank you.
That is fun and disappointing in a way that I did not think was going to happen today.
It's like what I imagine like stand-ups feel when they're bombing on stage, and they just get so comfortable with it that they start to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, you just lean into
it. How can it
failure.
Get worse?
It can't get worse.
You can't get worse. Nothing to lose, in theory.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, guys, thank you. That was
thank you,
epic.
John.
Thank
that
you.
That was fun.
Question mark?
We'll figure it out. We're in the same boat.
But I agree, John. You cannot. If we failed that role, I don't think you should be able to give us anything.
Yeah,
like
you can't pull your punches.
No.
Yeah, respect for sticking
to
your guns.
I'm trying to keep it.
We should not have found anything.
You guys
there.
Will find the way.
Because we suck.
You'll find some way.
I'm so curious if I had made a success on that navigate, that Hail Mary. Like, what weak ass lead would that have been?
Right.
Well, you probably would have.
There's definitely
seen
something
someone.
Fishy going on here that we should have found, and we do have a hotel, so we can stake it out.
No, it's fine.
There's nothing there, man. You saw what the rolls did.
I didn't see it.
All right, John, man. Thank
cool.
you, John.
Thanks, guys.
John,
yeah,
thanks for running this shit show.
It is hard to make us keep a story going when the dice are fucking with you. Like, thank you, for sticking with it, man.
Yeah, no problem.
It's trial by fire.
If you guys want, I don't know, we can try keep some momentum on this before we head back, or maybe, I don't know what next weekend looks at, but maybe we can continue this and try and wrap it up over the next couple of sessions. If we make any headway, or this will become longer than
can you imagine?
Trying to get into the hotel.
All right. But John, thank you so much, man. Everybody, everyone listening, everyone watching, God, I hope you were able to have a laugh about that at our expense.
At our expense. This time. Not with us.
You get to laugh at us. Please, laugh at us. I don't think I've ever had a run so bad. But
historic.
So good. But thank you so much. I hope it is so fun. Listen, if you're still watching, you're still listening, please, wherever you're watching us, like leave us a like or a good rating or a review. It really helps us out. Just trying to spread the word. Tell a friend. Tell a friend who has the same sick sense of humor as you, who likes to laugh at other people's pain, because that's what you're like. Listener. and get another sadist in here. That's what we need. That's what we really need. If you really like what you're listening to, you want to get them a week early, you want to get access to some of the other stuff, sorry, sanity check, some other Patreon exclusive stuff, head over to Patreon. $3 is all it is, and it's really, really helps us pay for our hosting fees and stuff, because we have real lives and this definitely does not pay the bills, but yeah. But anyway, I would like to thank, again, Lunatics Haberdasher. Thank you. Thank you for supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
Again, doxing you for the second time. because that is your nice. Real name.
Is that Denver, Colorado, I believe?
Oh, let me take a look here.
Can we get an address?
Yes, just make sure to send us your address so we can get that.
And this is how we thank our patrons.
Straight to doxing. Just go ahead and drop your social security number in there while you're at it, and we will get this ball rolling. But anyway, guys, thank you for being here. Here again.
Awesome. And
it was an interesting one.
It was an interesting one. Jean, are you suggesting that we do this again this next weekend? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, I'm game. Depends on schedules. I know
we can feel it out.
We have lives and shit, but I got time.
Okay.
Or just whenever next is happening.
Cool. I got you. Well, Jean, again, thank you so much. Fantastic job. And you want to take it out here?
Yes. Remember, despite the way that the dice rolls, despite the way that the cookie crumbles, stay safe and stay safe.
Bye.
Bye-bye.